Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Hi-ya.
You're listening to C.
Ooh, yeah.
I.
Hi-ya.
T.
Hi-ya.
R.
Woo-hoo.
101.9 Vancouver.
God damn it, baby. No, I ain't lying to you. I'm only gonna tell you one time.
A groin-grabbingly great station.
Woo!
The following program, Cabba Radio, may contain scenes of nudity, sexually suggestive scenes, coarse language, and high levels of sass, which may result in the removal of clothing and loss of inhibition. Listener discretion is advised.
I got two words for you. Pussy avalanche.
Pussy.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from the CITR 101.9 FM studios, it's Cabba Radio with Teddy Smooth! Tonight, Cabba Radio packs its bags, gets jet set, and goes international, baby! Teddy and E-Rock have traveled the world high and low in search of musical gems that represent their respected countries. As always, upcoming events, I'm Eric Carberry, and now, here's Teddy!
Woo-hoo! Yes, thank you so much. Bonjour!
In the
yes, alright. It's getting crazy.
Oh,
international ladies.
Put your penis away, I don't wanna see that! Oh, CanCon boobs, I like those though!
There's international boobs here tonight. We brought some.
They're all over.
We went to some international schools today and picked up some fans, brought them outside the studio. How are you doing? Nice to see you.
Thank
you for coming.
Arabic.
I don't know what that means. Thank you so much. Have a seat, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Shut
oh, okay,
it.
A little bit more. A little bit more.
You ask them to quiet down, they come right back up.
Those international students, maybe they don't understand where. Quiet.
Quiet.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much.
Woo.
Beautiful to have you here tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in to Cab Radio this week. Yes, it's our international show. Excited about that.
Mm. Yes.
Going to be playing music from all around the world. We have some English, some French.
Maybe places we've been, places we want to go. Who knows?
We have some German.
Mm.
All sorts
China.
Of... So we got a good European, and then there's some Jamaican style. There's some Japanese coming your way a little bit later. There's also some...
what else do we have? We got... I've got
Italian.
A song.
Jesus, gonna
from
go.
Bosnia. I don't know if we'll get to it, but I got one from Bosnia.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all over the place.
Never know. We might get to speak the Hungarian rapper, too. We'll see.
We found a lot of stuff.
Well, that's the thing. Music is...
There's so much.
From all across the world.
So, to narrow it down to, you know, the time limit that we have, it was quite difficile. I'm sorry. It's all international. I'm bringing it out.
Oh! Difficile? You're so good tonight.
Isn't that French?
Oh, that is good. That is good talk.
Thank
That's
you.
Real talk right there.
Woo, real
That's
talk.
Difficile. Yeah.
There goes. That's all coming out now.
That was
feeling it.
That was a good one. Difficile. We're going to also talk about some of the places we've traveled tonight. If you want to maybe phone in a little bit later and talk about some of the places you've been, the number to call will be 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. You can also email us at cabradio@gmail.com. cabradio@gmail.com. Let us know where you've traveled, because I've traveled a bit. You've traveled a bit.
Yep. I had a big stint of traveling. It was a while back, but it was. I don't know. It might tie into something we have later,
perhaps.
I went down to Australia for a long time and spent some time down there. It was a lot of fun. Was able to travel a few of the countries around there as well. So, other than that, though, my sister, she's been to 35 countries.
Wow.
35, and she's 26 now.
So. I always thought that would be me, but at a point, it's not that I ever tired of traveling per se. I just got tired of the type of traveling I was doing. Mm-hmm. It was sort of just going there, spending all my money, coming back broke, working some job I didn't really want to work here, going away, having a great time, coming back broke, getting a job I didn't really want to
really
get.
Really makes you want to stay away all the time.
Exactly. It kind of builds that mentality because you keep ending up doing the same types of work over and over again. And if you aren't a fan of that type of work, then it ends up taking away from the traveling. So I wanted to sort of stop. I've done a lot of Canada, U.S. flying, traveling in the last little while, a couple places. Haven't done any sort of big international trips in a while. But we're going to talk about that and a whole lot more as we get into the show tonight. If you're tuning in, it's 101.9 FM CITR online. You can sometimes get a better reception at CITR.ca. You can either download it to your iTunes or just do the pop-up player. But we're going to get into some music. We're going to start with Mohammed Rafi tonight. It's actually from the Ghost World soundtrack. I mean, I'm sure it is older than that, but most recently, if you might remember it from the movie Ghost World, it's Jan Pichichanho. That is difficile. That is difficile.
That was so Arabic.
We'll be back.
पहचान हो जीना आसान हो जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो दिल को चुराने वालों आंख न चुराओ नाम तो बताओ जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो दिल को चुराने वालों आंख न चुराओ नाम तो बताओ जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो शाम जवां यूं ना चली जाए आती है शाम जवां यूं ना चली जाए फिर से ना आएगी या किसी के बुलाए फिर से ना आएगी या किसी के बुलाए फिर से ना आएगी या किसी के बुलाए जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो दिल को चुराने वालों आंख न चुराओ नाम तो बताओ जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो बोलो तुम हो गए इशारे बोलो या ना बोलो तुम हो गए इशारे सीधी सीधी चोट हुई दिल पे हमारे सीधी सीधी चोट हुई दिल पे हमारे सीधी सीधी चोट हुई दिल पे हमारे जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो दिल को चुराने वालों आंख न चुराओ नाम तो बताओ जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो देखी नजर दीवानी जरा सी ये बात बन जाए ना कहानी जरा सी ये बात बन जाए ना कहानी जरा सी ये बात बन जाए ना कहानी जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो दिल को चुराने वालों आंख न चुराओ नाम तो बताओ जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो
CITR 101.9 FM and Timber are proud to present Zebedo featuring Quasi, February 11th at the Rickshaw. Founded by legendary Dinosaur Jr. bassist Lou Barlow and touring in support of the reissue of their classic album Bake Sale, Zebedo are true pioneers in the world of lo-fi indie rock. This is a licensed all-ages show with advanced tickets available at Red Cat, Zulu, High Life, Ticketweb.ca, and in Victoria at Ditch Records. Showtime is 9:30. Don't miss Zebedo with Quasi, February 11th at the Rickshaw, proudly presented by Timber and CITR 101.9 FM.
Never be rude to an Arab, an Israeli, or Saudi, or Jew. Never be rude to an Irishman, no matter what you do. Never poke fun at a nigger.
Yo, E-Rock, man, check out these new promo ideas that I got for Cab Radio. They're sweet.
Oh, cool, man. Let's hear them.
Have you ever wanted to get together on Tuesday nights at 11 and listen to two guys talk about stuff?
Teddy, they're going to need a little more information than that.
Tuesday nights at 11. Two guys get together, talk about stuff.
Yeah, again, we're going to need more information than just stuff.
Well, howdy! Come on, damn, Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock. CITR 101.9 FM presents Cab Radio.
Yeah, you got all the information that time, but perhaps something a little edgier.
Cabo Radio.
Yeah, let's not do that one. Maybe something with a little more feeling.
Cabo Radio. Cabo Radio. Cabo.
Hey, try it edgier again.
Cabo Radio.
Yeah, see, you're gonna... I need you to think big. Big.
Tuesday nights at 11. CITR. Hear two guys talk about stuff.
Stuff? Again? Come on. Here, let me try this.
Tuesday nights at 11, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cabo Radio. Tune in or check us out online at CITR.ca. It's radio with variety.
Yes, that is live from Manza Onsen Hotel in Japan, in the prefecture of Gunma-ken. That was I, Teddy Smooth, singing Otomi-san.
The Teddy Smooth singing.
It was actually one of my first sort of professional paid entertaining gigs. I went over to Japan.
Had you ever sung much before?
No, I hadn't. I'd never. For the longest time, I had kind of been told that I couldn't really sing that well. So I never did.
And Now look.
We had to do an entertainment show, and at first the thing I did
now you're singing
dance.
On the radio, man.
Yeah.
So there, people who said he couldn't.
And on stage.
Stage.
In a musical.
Getting paid to do it.
And not this last Sunday, but the one before that for the 3-year anniversary, I sang for Kitty Nights.
That's right.
So yeah, it was fun. I performed that song on my 19th birthday. And there you go. It was a far cry from what I saw in my mind before I was 19. I thought I'd, celebrate in like a bar and drink shots of, you know, snake juice or something. But instead, I ended up being in Japan, of all places, in this mountain in the middle of nowhere next to Nagano and all these ski hills, bamboo leaves everywhere, natural hot springs that were heated through sulfur. So it did smell like eggs for a while, but you got used to it. And it was just this beautiful wooden bathhouses, so sort of ancient, what you would think of more ancient Japan as opposed to skyscrapers and crazy TV shows as what you kind of think of these days.
What do you mean?
New Age Japan. I mean,
we just saw a video today that was quite humorous.
Well, exactly. Yeah, Yatta. If you want to look that up, you can. Yatta is a funny video to look up on YouTube. Yatta, Y-A-T-T-A. Just look it up.
Gives you a little something of Japan's culture.
This is Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth, CITR 101.9 FM. My name's Teddy Smooth. E-Rock is right over there.
Yo.
You've
been to Japan now.
Yeah, I've been there a bunch of times.
Is there anywhere where you want to go that you haven't been?
Yeah, there's tons of places. I mean, I love traveling so much.
Where's
one of the spots I always thought I would go, though, which I haven't still, was, all over Europe, but Italy.
Well, that's one that you can travel at. Like, you go there, and it's so easy to get around to so many different countries that it'd be. And when I said earlier about my sister being in 35 countries or more, a lot of them were within Europe when she got her pass there and traveled throughout.
Well, I also feel I never knew where I was going to travel. When I went to Australia as well, I never really planned on ever going there. It just so happened my friends were, and we did sort of a guy's trip to Australia. Japan, I never really saw coming.
Mm-hmm.
I sort of have all these visions in my head, I guess, from growing up in sort of European background, were these sort of European locations. But I also feel that as I get older, I still go to travel, and I still can do those. And I find that some of those places in my head, I think I'll appreciate more as I'm older, of the culture.
Yeah.
So,
and Europe especially. I mean, it goes so far back, and there's just amazing, like, architecture and just so much, yeah, like you say, culture. And
I mean, some of the places I went, Japan, Thailand, all had amazing culture as well. It was just different. So different. I had never imagined myself there, and I was so glad that I did. It really turned my world upside down. It changed my life to travel. When I traveled, especially in Thailand, I mean, Japan was crazy, but Japan is very orderly, whereas I found Thailand to be just as crazy, but sort of out of order a little bit more than Japan, so it was a little bit crazier on the senses. I felt I was a bit more on edge. Japan is a expensive, safe, and really crazy place, but it feels a lot safer than some of the other places in Asia. So I really recommend anyone who's out there traveling. If you'd like to talk to us tonight about somewhere maybe you traveled in our next set of songs, you can give us a call. We'll talk about maybe where you traveled. 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR. This is our international show where we're going to play music from around the world. Before the Otomi-san from Japan that I sang, we did have Paper Planes by MIA, but it was a remix by DFA. MIA is a Sri Lankan background. And then before that, we had Liquid Dance from the Slumdog Millionaire soundtrack. And I am not going to attempt the two other guys' names on there because I screwed up the other one, and it is Trey Difficile. So I will respect. Look it up if you'd like. Slumdog Millionaire, Liquid Dance. Great, fun song.
Speaking of French, do you have anything from Europe for me in there? In that old...
Speaking of French.
Well, I mean...
What?
Because you said Très Difficile.
Oh, okay. I do have a couple of French songs as well, but what I actually wanted to start on was wanted to go over to Germany.
Ooh.
Because they have a huge music scene. I don't know if you know this, but when the Beatles...
Nina is from there?
Yes,
I know
99
that.
99 Luftballons, yes. Of course you do. But when the Beatles were first starting out, they played in Hamburg for a while, and that's actually where they got a lot of their practice. They would play these really long sets of music, not just, you know, like 45 minutes, but hours, where they'd play in these clubs. And so they practiced and practiced and practiced and practiced.
So how old were they before, when they were doing this then?
That was when they first started,
they were
really young. I'm not sure the exact age myself. I'm not a Beatles nerd.
No.
I don't know all the details, but I do know that part of the story. That was part of what made them so good when they finally got to the USA and totally broke open that market is because they'd done these shows where they had played and played, and you just practiced and practiced until, you know, so doing a 45-minute set or doing a couple songs on an American television show was nothing.
It's easy.
So we are going to get to one of a rare recording of them singing in Germany, actually, in Hamburg. But first of all, we're going to start off with a band, a newer band called The Boss Hoss. Now, they do sing in English, but they're a lot of fun, and this is their song, Jelly Bean. Mmm!
I love you, Jelly Bean.
Jelly.
Jelly, Jelly Bean. Capital Radio 101.9 FM.
Not long ago, forgot the time, but had a nifty show.
She had kinky ways, oh glory me. She wouldn't say her name, I call her Jelly Bean.
Oh Jelly Bean, oh Jelly Bean. When it comes to loving, you're a mighty queen. Jelly Bean, oh Jelly Bean. You're a mean machine, you gotta sing routines. I wanna make sweet love to you. I wanna make sweet love to you. I wanna make sweet love to you. I wanna make sweet love to you.
Fitted like a speedo for a guarantee.
Her seduction needed no instruction. We were tossing and turning, backstage was burning.
No Jelly Bean, no Jelly Bean. When it comes to loving, you're a mighty queen. Jelly Bean, no Jelly Bean. You're a mean machine, got to see routines. I wanna make sweet love to you. I wanna make sweet love to you. I wanna make sweet love to you. I wanna make sweet love to you.
My jelly bean, still yearning for your jelly cream.
My high price lawyer says I'm a fool, but I just cannot stop thinking of you.
Oh, jelly bean, oh, jelly bean. When it comes to loving, you're a mighty queen. Jelly bean, oh, jelly bean. You're a mean machine, you gotta sing routines. I wanna make sweet love to you. I wanna make sweet love to you. I wanna make sweet love to you. I wanna make sweet love to you.
Number, don't know your city, so here's my little ditty.
And if you do need another screw, you know just what I'll do.
He's gonna make sweet love to you. He's gonna make sweet love to you.
We are now going to practice our continental way of eating. We pick up our silverware, index finger in the back of the fork, index finger on top of the knife.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, dining at the Sub is a little less formal.
Pi R Squared, located in the main concourse of the Sub. Pi R Squared was voted the best pizza by The Slice in Canada, by its own staff. The joint always has a great vegetarian selection, is now offering cheeseless pizza. Open 10 a.m. till late, 7 days a week. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
Thousands of tourists come to Venice to see and take part in its magnificent carnival. Walking around in costume in this city's magical scenery means taking part in a truly exceptional happening. Those mysterious, disturbing Venetian masks eyeing you from the city's alleyways are part of what we imagine the Venetian world would have been like 300 years ago. They are an irresistible attraction for what is undoubtedly one of the world's most unique experiences, the reliving of 18th century Venice. Wearing masks has always been more than just simple fun for the Venetians. It is still a strongly felt tradition with deep cultural roots. Venetians were famous for being libertines and for transgression. They didn't just use masks during the official carnival. Putting on a mask in Venice meant taking forbidden liberties. You could take a poke at the powerful, gamble without being caught, take risks over love or business deals, and even enter convents without being seen. A number of restrictive laws passed on dressing up prove how widespread the habit was. In 1608, the Council of Ten issued a decree forbidding any citizen to wear masks except during carnival and official banquets. Masks were permitted during all important events, banquets, and the main Serenissima celebrations such as Ascension Day, or when the Doge climbed onto the Bucintoro, or for the flight of the Columbine, when a wooden bird would shower flowers on the crowd. Impoverished nobles used masks to beg in the street, and married women were forced to wear them when they went to the theater. The carnival itself meant letting go and abandoning oneself to play. Freedom, transgression, and good-willed madness. Palaces opened their courtyards to celebrations, and there was music and dancing all day and all night in the alleyways, small squares, and even on the water. Venice was alive with sound and color. The most widely used costume for which Venetians would spend absolute fortunes was the bauta. It was an ample, full-cut black mantle, which dropped over the shoulders down to the waist. On their heads, they wore the typical black three-cornered hat, the tricorno, and on their faces, a white mask called larva, with a widened, protruding lip that altered their voices. The bauta was used by both men and women, who wore it in black in winter and white in summer. There was also a series of masks for different special occasions. One of these was the moretta, a black velvet oval, normally worn by women, especially when they visited convents. This was a mute mask. It was placed over the face and had a small button that went into the mouth to prevent speech. The craftsmen who made masks were called mascareri and had the status of painters. They were assisted by the targheri, who painted faces of all different kinds on the plastered surface. Even today, while walking around Venice, you come across craft shops renewing this ancient tradition. Reaching its maximum splendor in the 18th century, Carnival returned to new life in the 1980s, and nowadays lasts a month, with shows, balls, music, and plays organized all over the city. The event attracts up to 1 million visitors a year, all competing to show off their magnificent and often very expensive costumes. Amidst Carnival's fairy-like atmosphere, Venice goes back to becoming that magic 18th century city where, as if dreaming, you could meet Giacomo Casanova, take a gondola with Carlo Goldoni, or surprise a noblewoman meeting her lover.
Wednesday mornings on CITR from 8 to 10 a.m. It's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show, streaming and podcast, at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show. Wednesdays, 8 to 10, 101.9 FM, CITR.
Yeah.
The legendary Kid Combo with the Ghost of Tom Petty off the album Viva la Muerte.
The Ghost of Tom Petty?
Pity.
Pity.
Tom Petty. Before that, we had a lovely romp through the Italian Venice.
Yes, that was wonderful.
Carnival.
Things I didn't know.
Yes, it was very informative. We don't just like to entertain with music and witty banter. We also like to provide knowledge here
education
on Cab Radio with Teddy
people.
Smooth.
Here at UBC, we like to stick with the thought of learning.
We are at UBC live in this vast place of knowledge.
Good one.
Vast place of knowledge. Like, that's all I could come up with. Oh, man. 101.9 FM.
We still got time.
CITR.ca. We are here on Cab Radio doing our international show, music from all over the place.
Getting crazy, flying
We've been,
across the countries.
Doing some German. We had some, that was Italian.
Right now we're taking a little Euro trip, you might call it, on the, what's it called, Euro Rail?
The Rail Pass.
We've got our Rail Pass and we're cruising through.
Yeah.
Where are we cruising to next?
Well, we're actually going to skip away from Europe just for a second.
Oh.
just for a minute. We're going to come back very quickly because one of...
That was the best segue right there.
I wanted to talk about something that's not of any one country, really. It's, mm-hmm. it's something we
it's international.
Can love of all nations.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to get back to some Europe, some English, some French.
We'll get back on that. The nice thing about the Rail Pass is you can jump on and jump off whenever you want to. So.
Exactly.
It's beautiful.
What I'm talking about is ladies.
Ooh.
Now, I love the ladies from around the world.
Ladies of the world.
I know that you enjoy the ladies of the world as well.
I do.
There's many of you out there that enjoy the ladies of the world.
God, there's so many different
kinds of ladies.
Spanish women, Italian women.
Oh. The ladies of the world.
Just wanna do something special for all the ladies in the world. Just wanna do something special for all the ladies in the world. And the girls, don't forget them
Caribbean
girls. Ladies
Parisian
Ladies
Bolivia
Ladies
Namibia
Ladies
Eastern Oceania
Ladies
Republic of Dominican
Ladies
Amphibian
Ladies
Presbyterian
Ladies
Out of sight
Amazing Ladies
Late night
Hard-working Ladies
Erudite
Brain and Ladies
Hermaphrodite
Lady Man Ladies
Are you sexy hermaphrodite Lady Man Ladies Your sexy lady bits and your sexy man bits too. Even you must be into you.
Ooh, ooh, all the ladies in the world, I wanna get next to you, show you some gratitude by making love to you. It's the least we can do. If every soldier in the world put down his weapon and picked up a woman, what a peaceful world this world would be.
Ladies, not warheads.
Blondes, not bombs. Ooh,
we're talking about
brunettes, not fighter jets.
Oh, oh, it's got to be sweet 16s, not M16s. When will the governments realize it's got to be monkey sexy ladies?
I have a vision and all I can see is only you with the all of me. In a world of peace and harmony, where every lady gets a little piece of pretty.
I've been to Paris, Wellington and Amsterdam and a wham bam, Mercer, Duncan, thank you, man. I don't care if you're ugly or you're skanky or you're small. Just wanna do a little something special for you all.
Just wanna do something special for all the ladies in the world.
All the old ladies, all the clean ladies.
just wanna do something special for all the ladies in the world.
All the crazy ladies
and the girl.
All the ladies.
And don't forget them girls.
That's right, Cab Radio says what's up to the ladies of the world. Upcoming events coming up right around the corner.
What's up, ladies of the world?
Oh, what's up, ladies? Wait. I think it's coming back for more. More ladies of the world.
I know I'm coming back for more.
CITR.
Yeah.
101.9 FM.
Ladies.
Oh. We're going to start off tomorrow night. It's the first Wednesday of the month. That means it's time for Talent Time. 3-year anniversary special. Yes, Talent Time has been around for 3 years. It's gotten bigger and better. And tomorrow night is no exception. BC's number one seniors entertainment troupe, the Vaudevillians. I would go to the show just to check these guys out. I didn't see them live, but I saw them on the DVD. It looked like a lot of fun. BC's number one seniors entertainment troupe, the Vaudevillians.
Mm-hmm.
The king of the ukulele, Ralph Shaw, will be back. The hilarious epic duo of teen pop sensation Eye Candy and 11-year-old Nimi Cepeda. That should be interesting. Eye Candy is an interesting character.
Huh, and they're doing a duet.
With an 11-year-old.
Okay.
Also, Graham Clark, the comedian and podcast guy from Stop Podcasting Yourself, will be there as well. As well as musical director Devin Loheed will be there. And prizes, all sorts of other stuff that goes along with Talent Time, including cover charge piñata. That is Talent Time, the 3-year anniversary special, tomorrow night at the Biltmore Cabaret. Show is at 9 p.m., so don't miss it.
9!
You don't want to miss the Vaudevillians, I'm telling you.
Mm-mm.
Moving over to Saturday night, if you're looking for some partying.
Saturday night.
Are you looking for some partying on Friday or on Saturday?
Yes, I am.
Well, if you'd like a night of celebrating beats, burlesque, glitz,
and glam,
then you want to head out to Delusions of Grandeur. That is going to be at Beaumont Studios, which is at 316 West 5th Avenue. That's Beaumont Studios, 316 West 5th Avenue. It's going to be a night of some funky music by Steve, the creative individual, Steamboat Fatty, DJ K-Tel, as well as burlesque performances by Burgundy Bricks, Crystal Precious, Bloody Betty, Rebel Valentine, April Appeal, and Lusciousness. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Glam rock, disco, funk, club classics. That is Delusions of Grandeur, Saturday, February 5th at Beaumont Studios, 316 West 5th Avenue. Moving over to Sunday night, and every Sunday night, it's Kitty Nights at the Biltmore Cabaret. Kitty Nights is doing it like the rabbits. Yes, we're going to celebrate and welcome the Year of the Rabbit, the Chinese New Year. Very international.
There might be a lot of... what do rabbits do? That
eat carrots.
I was thinking something else. What's that saying? I'm going
wrinkle
to...
Wrinkle their nose.
Nope, I'm going more towards the...
doing it.
Oh.
That's the way rabbits...
Hi-yo.
Yeah, they do it.
Yes, they do.
That is Kitty Knight's Doing It Like Rabbits, featuring the burlesque skills of Calamity Kate, Madame May I, Burgundy Bricks, Rebel Valentine.
Hey-oh.
Isidore Bell will be go-going. Professor will be there in Hippity Hoppy Tunes by DJ Teddy Smooth.
Who's that?
That's me. That is Kitty Knights is Doing It Like Rabbits at the Biltmore Cabaret this Sunday night. Kitty Knights every Sunday at the Biltmore. Now, something in the following week, but I just kind of wanted to mention it. Bloody Betty. If you like her, you like her. If you don't, maybe you don't. She always puts on an interesting show.
She does.
It's something different and original.
Mm-hmm.
So if you like something like that, I'm just going to talk quickly. Her show, Famous Outlaws Show, it was in Victoria, and I guess it got a really good response, so they wanted to bring it over to Vancouver. So it's a night of crime, violence, and bloodshed.
Oh, and who doesn't like that?
So bring the family! I don't know why I'm talking like that. Thursday, February 10th, Bloody Betty will bring you a blood-soaked tribute to the most vicious crime bosses, filthiest pirates, and fastest gunslinger the world has ever known. We don't make this up, people. Really, they're badass. That yeah. I'm reading off the
Facebook. We didn't make that up.
I like when they talk kind of like Valley Girl and then try to be badass. That is Bloody
Betty.
Totally
don't make this shut up.
Famous Outlaw Show. Just a little preview. We're going to talk about it next week, February 10th. That's next Thursday.
Yeah.
That is upcoming events for this week. Welcome back to our international show here on Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. I'm Teddy Smooth, E-Rock right over there.
Bing. Gate 5 is now boarding. Gate 5.
Teddy, that's our... We gotta get back on the train, don't we?
Yes, we are heading back on the Euro Rail Pass.
Okay, man, quick, I got the bags. Let's jump on there.
We're gonna go with France, I believe.
Oh, I like it.
It's a toss-up between England and France. I'm gonna get some English, do
the
rivalry.
Well, that's why you have the mustache still, is because we're going into France now. And
the French.
And you wanted to fit
Bonjour,
in.
Eric. Ça va bien?
Ça va très bien. Et toi?
Oui, ça va. J'aime la musique internationale. Toi aussi?
Oui.
Bon.
Je m'appelle Eric.
Je m'appelle Teddy.
E-Rock.
Whoops.
Il y a les playboys de profession habillés par Cardin et chaussés par Carville. Qui roulent en Ferrari à la plage comme à la ville, qui vont chez Cartier comme ils vont chez Fauchon.
Croyez-vous que je sois jaloux? Pas du tout, pas du tout.
Moi, j'ai un piège à fille, un piège tabou, un joujou extra qui fait craque-boum-hu. Les filles en tombent à mes genoux. J'ai pas peur des petits minets qui mangent leur ronron au drugstore. Ils travaillent tout comme les castors, ni avec leurs mains, ni avec leurs pieds.
Croyez-vous que je sois jaloux? Pas du tout, pas du tout.
Moi, j'ai un piège à fille, un piège tabou, un joujou extra qui fait craque-boum-hu. Les filles en tombent à mes genoux. Je ne crains pas les costauds, les supermen, les bébés aux carrures d'athlètes. Aux yeux d'acier, au sourire coquet en Harley Davidson, ils se promènent.
Croyez-vous que je sois jaloux? Pas du tout, pas du tout.
Moi, j'ai un piège à fille. Un piège tabou, un joujou extra qui fait craque-boum-hu. Les filles en tombent à mes genoux. Il y a les drogués, les fous du sang, ceux qui lisent et ceux qui savent parler. Au mannequin de chez Catherine Arley, ceux qui se marient à la
Mes genoux, je recommence, il fait crac, boum, i, crac, boum, i, crac, boum, i, crac, boum, i.
Encore.
Et maintenant, sur scène, les triplettes de Belleville.
We'll be right back.
When they crossed the bridge to cool the planet, we were there. When they dug in for climate change, we were there. When they bicycled for music, we rode along. The Vancouver Community Television Association is looking for people with a passion for the media and the environment. We hope to use the ability of community television to reach out to Shaw's 660,000 cable subscribers and combine this with the global audience of the internet and create a multimedia platform that will sow the seeds of a new reality. In spring 2011, we plan to launch a 26-episode program to be broadcast by the Vancouver Community Television Association. If you wish to get involved, come out on Tuesday, February 8th at 7 p.m. to the Vancouver Community Television Association office at 305B 1067 Granville Street in Vancouver. For more information, contact us at ecovillage@vcommunity.tv.
Today seems absolutely crackers, with nuclear bombs to blow us all sky high. There's fools and idiots sitting on the trigger. It's depressing and it's senseless, and that's why I like Chinese. I like Chinese. They own come up to your knees, yet they're always friendly and they're ready to please. I like Chinese. I like Chinese. There's 900 million of them in the world today. You'd better learn to like them, that's what I say. I like Chinese. I like Chinese. They come from a long way overseas, but they're cute and they're cuddly and they're ready to please. I like Chinese food. The waiter's never a rude. Think of the many things they've done to impress. There's Maoism, Taoism, I Ching and chess. So I Zen, Beck and Fong, the yin and yang. I like Chinese thought, the wisdom that Confucius taught. If Darwin is anything to shout about, the Chinese will survive us all without any doubt. So I
Chinese. They only come up to your knees. Yet they're wise and they're witty and they're ready to please. All together.
Whoa, I jungle run. Whoa, I jungle run. Whoa, I jungle run. Ni hao ma, ni hao ma, ni hao ma, zai qi lei. I like Chinese, I like Chinese. Their food is guaranteed to please. A 14, a 7, a 9 and like cheese. I like Chinese, I like Chinese. I like their tiny little trees. They're Zen, they're ping-pong, they're yin and yangies. I like Chinese, I like Chinese.
E mantuna sul seno le triplette
di bello. My hands up in the air, I know I can count on you. Sometimes I feel like saying, Lord, I just don't care. But you've got the love I need to see me through.
Get off the train. European Bing. Rail is now over.
Bing.
Yes, that concludes our European Woo. Rail pass with England.
Fun.
We had Florence and the Machine right there. If you haven't checked out that album, Lungs, it's a great album. Great music. Check it out. That was her song, their song, You've Got the Love. For that, we had Monty Python, little song about I like Chinese. And before that, we had France, little rivalry, classic English.
Those were neat. I hadn't really
English
heard that.
Versus French, mm-hmm. You know, back conquering Canada. Yeah. Who would it be? Who would win? Imagine
well,
if the French
had mustaches like you, the French would have.
Yes, they would have just, the English would have been mesmerized by the mustache.
That was their problem, their downfall.
We had King Automatic with his album name and song name, I Walk My Murderous Intentions Home. And before that, we had the Triplet de Belleville with their song Cabaret Hoover. If you haven't seen that movie, very interesting movie to watch. French animation. a bit. It's not a movie you want to watch if you're looking for something sort of modern or cartoon. Like, it's an art piece, yeah, more so than a cartoon to sit there and
entertaining
watch Finding Nemo type stuff.
Hollywood,
right?
Thing.
It's more of a visual feast and music. And very interesting. And, of course, we started that off with the French classic Jacques Dutronc with the song Les Playboy.
Oui, oui.
I also like his song J'aime les filles. Very good as well.
Oui.
This is Cabaret Radio with Teddy Smooth. International show. We've been going through...
International.
Did some Germany, some England, some France. We also had some Sri Lanka and some South Asian in there as well.
It's been quite a journey.
Quite a journey tonight. If you like our show and you've liked what you've heard and you'd like to listen to it again, you can do so by listening to our podcast. It's available on CITR.ca under shows, under the letter C. You can find all of our shows there, including this one tomorrow afternoon. You can also find us in the iTunes store. iTunes sore.
Sore. That's what
Ew,
it is.
I wouldn't want to find me inside of a sore. That wouldn't be very good. In the iTunes store, just punch in CITR-Cabaret Radio. We're free to download. You can even subscribe to us, which means every week we just get dumped in your box.
Oh, yeah. Oh, love dumping it in boxes.
I love dumping it in the box. Podcast.
Boxing.
Yeah, so that's how you can find us if you'd like to on a further...
We got a lot of shows up there, too. God.
We do indeed. I believe this is 88 or maybe 89 or something like that.
Eric Lindros.
Can't remember exactly, but yeah, we've done a lot of shows. It's a radio variety show, so go on there, check us out.
You're going to see a lot of different stuff.
Yeah, you can check out week by week. We do something a little bit different. There's even a few shows that E-Rock has done by himself, a few shows I've done by myself. You can check out all the shows, CITR.ca. Check out us out there. Next Tuesday, we're coming back for more fun here on Cabaret Radio. More variety. Doing some interviews next week. I'm just confirming with some interviews. Hopefully, we'll have some people live in studio. We also have the John Cohen experiment coming in as well. Experimental coming in as well. He's a guy who's been part of the Deers in Canada. He's going to be on tour, including playing a show at the Railway Club coming up in a few weeks. So we're going to have him live in studio playing off his brand new album as he tours across Canada, too. So that's coming up. All sorts of other shows in the works, including our 2-year anniversary show, which is coming the first Tuesday of April.
2 years old!
And I believe, if I have my numbers right, it's going to be episode 100. So 100 and our 2-year anniversary
show.
So you want to make sure you stick around for that.
It's going to be big, people. It's going to be big.
Last week, or last year, we had stand-up comedians. We had
the No Pants Party here.
No Pants Party. We had Franklin T. Schneider hosting a whole party in the other room while I was in Nero hosting.
Carter Horty.
Burgundy Bricks, the professor. So this year, it's going to be even bigger. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to throw a party here in the studio and have a good old time.
Chips and pop.
We've come to the end of our journey around the world.
Can't we go one more place, man?
We are. We're going to go one more place.
Maybe somewhere warm?
I was going to say there's just so many places, like a lot of the shows where we do variety shows about different things. You just start to see how much music there is in the world
and so much.
How hard it is to pick. And there is so much good music from other places. So don't... If you're at home and you happen to be listening to CITR, that's a plus. If you just happen to like tune us in and you're like, what is that stuff? Make sure you investigate music from around the world.
What the hell are these dreamy voices I hear?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
ladies of the world.
And men, if you're into it.
Make sure you check out music from around the world because it's a whole lot bigger than North America. Not that we don't have great stuff here in Canada and in the States as well, but sometimes we live sheltered lives in the world of music.
I was saying some of those first songs we were playing, too, they really got me moving in here. I was dancing around and...
Woo! Jelly Bean from the Boss Hoss from Germany.
That I've never really heard that now... That I've heard them, I'm going home and I'm going to try to find out more about these people.
It's a lot of fun to discover music from around the world. And I also encourage everyone, if you haven't done so, to go out and travel. Get past some of those fears of the world. I know, like I said off the top of the show, traveling changed my life. Mm. No bullshit in there. When I went to Japan for the first time and saw how different people live in different parts of the world and not just what I saw or read in books or on TV.
Yep. You got to go to the country. You got to be there. Like I was saying earlier, we were talking about the type of travelers that we are. When I went traveling for the long time, I went for a whole year. That was my big travel. And I had to work a lot when I was there. But I figured out that...
I enjoyed that. You can get, by the way, you can get working holiday visas for lots of places in the world from the Canadian government.
So. It was a lot of fun because you get to see the culture in that way, in that sense, and the different types of work that you can do over there that you couldn't do in
You get to see the real people, and you're in there every day.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not just going through and drinking and partying.
Having all the money to just throw down. And
working and getting to know people at that level is a great way to travel. I agree. I did some of that as well. That's how I went to Japan. That's how I went to Australia. There's a lot of options out there if you'd
like to
travel.
I'd like to do it more. And everybody says you got to do it when you're young, but I don't believe that. I think you just got to do it when you feel like doing it.
Now, this next country and final country we're going to get to is somewhere that I've always wanted to go. In my mind, it's a bit fearful. I don't know if it's just because I've read so many stories of some of the bad things that happen, but I try not to let that stop me because I know it's a beautiful place. It's gorgeous waters. I know once I get there, it'll just be an amazing place. I've seen it in movies, which oftentimes isn't the greatest indication, but it does sort of have that romantic feel, and especially coming from a place like Canada where it's so dark and cold a lot of the time, dreaming of Jamaica and the Caribbean islands and that sort of environment is definitely something that appeals to me.
I was lucky enough to go on a cruise with my family around the Caribbean islands, and we never got to go to Jamaica
itself,
but there was others that we went to that were awesome as well. I mean,
there's just so many great islands in and around those areas that for you to discover beautiful stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna start off this final set here with Jimmy Cliff. Now, this song comes from the movie of the same name, The Harder They Come. If you haven't seen it, it's a great, great movie and a great soundtrack, and Jimmy Cliff is the star as well. Really fun to watch, and great music all throughout. So it's the song The Harder They Come here on Cab Radio's international show. Good night.
Good night.
Cab Radio, we'll see you next week.
See you in some other country.
Let's go sip on some pina coladas and hit the beach.
in my grave than living as a puppet or a slave. So as sure as the sun will shine, I'm gonna get my share now. What's mine? And then the harder they come, the harder they'll fall, one and all.
La 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 long, 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 You see, the funk is a living creature, about the size of a medicine ball, but covered in teeth. Came from another planet. It landed on Bootsy Collins' house. Back then, Bootsy was just a simple farmer. But he took one look at all those mauve titties and he lost his mind. He began to milk the funk.
This ball producing some sweet cream.
Made himself a funk shake.
Raise the Lord.
He began to feel fizzy inside. He found he could see round corners.
What the?
Suddenly, he passed out. But when he came to, baby, he was slapping a bass guitar fast and loose like some kind of delirious funky priest.
Oh, yeah.
2 months later, he was world famous with his band Parliament, and everybody wanted a piece of the funk. Rick Wakeman, even the Bee Gees.
Oh, give me that funky milk.
One day, Parliament were traveling on the mothership, fooling around with the funk.
Pass it over.
When George Clinton kicked the funk clean overboard.
Oh, man.
That was July the 2nd, 1979, the day the funk died.
The funk lives on at CITR 101.9 FM.
This is your camouflage from the ghetto youth camp. Anywhere me go, me say me must left me stamp. Marijuana when me smoke, them say too ignorant. Just the other day, some papa hold me for one. Me and my brother Juju and me IG name Dan. Bounce and listen to the gang, me mashing up the traffic jam. Police pull me over, talking about him smear crank. Looking at his face, I know this boy have a... Juju touch me from my shoulder, say the boy a demon. First thing you want to know is where that smell coming from. Are you smoking marijuana? And I said, yes, I am. To him, she said, man, trans, good, I can't suck up for grants. Him say, make me see the license and the registration. And where are you heading once you're occupation? Don't know, so the ragamuffin, I got answer no question. As it says on the paper, read the information. But we not gonna take no street side interrogation. So book me if you book me, carry down a station. Let me show them how me did it in a style and pattern. Pam, 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 pam. Well, I'm the judge, the lawyer, jury, I'm my own best man. And if you check it, good and good at my station. Secretary Julian, because you run England. And when you're playing, and you no go through no custom. This is rock and muffin up in a different pattern. We no go in no session, unless it's conk and ram. From your silver face, somebody asks no question. Anywhere we go, we have a rapper, pam, pam, pam. Pam, 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 pam.
Well, if a ganja dem a look for dem, now where fi find us? We the inna the club with the woman a wind up. For the medical marijuana, everybody sign up. And from a union, the herbalists are tying up. In the darkness it flows, bright and exposed. Lift your contacts at home, just follow your nose. I feel good and that's the goodness knows. That's not just as far as the goodness goes. It's a great stimulant to help my meal settle. I will boil a few bulbs in the tea kettle. And it will open up a cancer patient appetite. You feed up and get well and live a happy life. Hey, but now them jealous because we burn the stoop. And now them jealous because we smell like fruits. Oh, please don't tell me that you're jealous, cause we get a lot of love from all the real cops and troops. Hey, you don't know, more paper for the acre, more paper for Jamaica. Gang doing unplugged with Muff, the melody maker. Everybody knows us. I know them jealous, cause everybody knows us. Hey. Is that someone that said, Baka, who you want to call up? Every month in the super, get a thing call up. Super dreadlocks, now we're on go. So any kind of go for half the diamond go. Don't tell them Rasta, you them, now we're on go. And easy poop a muffin, your respect now. And yes, I do your royal, you're tougher than tough. Always stick together, even when time rough. I wish boy go right and keep that shine. And pun up, pun up, pun up, pun up, pun up, pun up. Ha 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 ha
pam pam na pam na. All right, hit me. Pam pam na ma na ma pam na pam na pam pam na ma na ma pam na pam. Pam pam na ma na ma pam na pam na pam pam na ma na. Bye bye bye. Bye bye bye. Bye 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 bye.
This just in, Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM presents Cava Radio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chime miracle, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cava.